The province is kicking in $11 million for affordable housing and a seniors' respite center as part of the first phase of a total rebuild of North Shore Neighborhood House. Housing Minister Ravi Kallan announced the funding outside the aging facility on Friday morning. Luke Harrison, president of the nonprofit Catalyst Community Development Society, described the project as a phoenix risen from the ashes. A very similar project was slated to be built on the district of North Vancouver's Delbrook lands, but council rejected it at the last minute in 2018. The City of North Vancouver swooped in to incorporate the project into the North Shore Neighborhood House rebuild and rezone the land in 2021. But a lot has happened since then. Economic volatility and rising interest rates have not been my friend for the last year and not the friend of any rental housing developers, Harrison said. The equity gap in the business case grew by roughly the amount the province has agreed to put in. Harrison credited Mayor Linda Buchanan for going to the province and getting the project back on track, with construction now due to start in August. Kallan said the province agreed to chip in to help turn back the unacceptable trend of people being forced to leave their community because of unreasonable rents. When you have a project that's so dynamic like this, a respite, childcare, affordable units for people, it just enhances the vibrancy of a community. We have to find ways to get these projects across the line, he said. Minister Bowen Ma and I were able to convince our colleagues and in Treasury that this needs to happen, and it's an exciting day. The six-story, mixed-use building will have a mix of studio, one, two and three-bedroom units, in which rents will likely start at 15% below market rates but come down over time as the nonprofit developer's debt is serviced. Care BC is paying for their own 18,000-square-foot space, which will provide 25 temporary day and 18 overnight spaces for seniors needing care, allowing their caregivers within their family a chance to rest and recharge. Ing Shamborsky, executive director for Care BC, noted there are 8,000 seniors on the North Shore already acting as caregiver for a loved one. Of them, half are over the age of 85. Our board chose the North Shore because of the demographics here, she said. Buchanan welcomed both Catalyst and Care BC into the North Shore Neighborhood House, Hub. It is not every day that we get to make an announcement like this one, so it should go without saying that this is a great, great day in our city, she said. Buchanan also took the occasion to gently remind the housing minister of the second, much larger phase of the project, which includes a brand new 30,000-square-foot North Shore neighborhood house and 18 stories of affordable housing to be run by Hollyburn Community Services Society. It too will need government funding to go ahead. Kallan could not commit to if, or when, that money would come. We have $4.3 billion over the next 3 years to build affordable housing in British Columbia. I certainly hope that the phase two applies and we'll have to let the bureaucrats go through the numbers and tell us what are the best projects after that, he said. Brichter at nsnews.com Twitter.com/BrentRichter